Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with four amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Oh my God, beating the freaking Rams felt as good as I imagined it would. Saints still fighting like hell for Dennis Allen. And Andy Dalton, get right game. Thomas, hit that intro.
Yo, 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 what up? It's Deontay Harris with the New Orleans Saints. Y'all Saints Happy Hour podcast? Yeah. No bueno, not good. Y'all Saints takes. It's just awful. And I think it's because the drinks that y'all be drinking be having y'all a little woozy and y'all be forgetting like what team y'all talking about or something. I don't know what it is, but we got to figure something out because it's bad. Let's regroup, reassess, and just... be better, you know? All love.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour and get 2 months for free. We have a limited edition Boys Are Back cup as a gift for any new annual patron. By the way, thanks to B. Buris and HudatMom75 for subscribing with Twitch Prime for the first time. And remember, we are now doing an MVP contest for people who watch and donate or subscribe during the live stream. Anyone who donates any amount during the show each week gets entered into a drawing at the end of the season for a Saints Happy Hour and a Smoke Monday t-shirt. The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to win 2 Saints game tickets for 2023. And the person who donates the most each week gets to have a 30-second video of themselves giving their Saints hot take played the following week. Thomas, do we have a video for this week from a winner for last week?
Not yet, unfortunately. So, no.
All right. I'm drinking Miller High Life Champagne of Beers to celebrate my 12-year fight battle against the Yeti microphone. I'm using the Yeti. I have defeated the Yeti. It is here. It is happening. Isn't it amazing?
It has been removed from the graveyard. It has risen from the dead like a phoenix.
That's right. Those of you listening at home, can you tell the difference? Can you now hear the
feel the dulcet tones of the cripples?
I am drinking it got cold here in New Orleans, which means it's stout season. I am drinking a Founders KBS Maple Mackinac.
Maybe it's colder than Poland.
Fudge, it might be cold. I've been told. I've had a few people from New York come into my store recently and been like, it's been like 70 degrees in New York. I'm like, well, that's crazy. Wait, how cold is it in Poland right now?
Oh, man, in Fahrenheit? Holy shit, I don't know.
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
In Celsius, it's like less than zero. Less than zero, yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus. All right,
in Celsius.
Jeez, huh?
It's 39 right now here in Charlottesville.
39, fuck.
39.
That is cold. That's cold.
But it gets up to like 52 during the day.
Well, Andrew, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Love. Now, I was raiding my beer fridge, and I'm almost out of beer, and so I've got a backup here. So this is my last, the Love, a Star Hill local brewery here in Charlottesville, Virginia. But once I'm done with that, I got to switch to this. I'm celebrating.
Coors Light. This, by the way, is Coors Light for those.
Yeah, Coors Light.
And I will say the mountains are blue, so drink
they
away.
They are blue, so it is cold.
Drink away.
But I will say this. I'm celebrating the draw that the United States had against Wales.
Oh, what bullshit that was.
Thanks, Kevin, right. for wearing the beautiful USA jersey and representing.
USA!
I got to say, I love the World Cup. Super exciting, super fun. I watched the game today, but...
Not in November, like, it sucks.
Draws, like ties are such bullshit. Like, that's the thing that prevents me to this day from being all in with soccer is sports should never have ties. It's the worst.
No, nope.
It's the worst.
Disagree.
Kevin, disagree. That's the U.S. men's national team jersey that you're wearing? That's
no,
a replica?
No, actually, actually, this is not because the U.S. men's national team jerseys suck. Yeah. And so what happened
what is
was...
That?
A graphic designer, I wish I had his name, designed three jerseys, and this was one of them, and this company in New York called Olive and York, I know that, so you can look them up on Twitter, because they're selling them. They sold the designs, and they're great. Like, you got the blue one with the 50 stars, there's a black one that I think has the Declaration of Independence written on it. And then a red and white hoop one, and they all look beautiful.
Jesus, that's the worst story than Dave reads about his booze.
Did you buy this from a knockoff vendor?
Yeah.
No. Olive and York is a legitimate jersey making company.
Yeah, but Kevin bought his on DHgate.
You went to Bolivia and you stole it from a kid.
Yeah, I did. A very large kid.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what are you drinking, Kevin?
I'm drinking the same thing I was last week, Nelson Brothers, I believe it was called.
And then we might as well just get it over with now. Let's talk about the new look, the hair. You shaved it off. I'm going to be the only one on this podcast who's allowed to have any type of criticism.
Opinion
on
it.
And to be honest with you, I don't have a criticism. I like it. And you
look good with a bald head.
I think you should keep this. I think you should just tighten up the beard a little bit. But I think the bald's fine.
Illegal.
You know, not everybody can pull off. You got to have a right head shape.
Yeah, you got to have the right size ears too. If like me, I have gigantic ears.
Yeah.
I've shaved my head a couple times.
But you know what they say: God only gives us what we can handle.
I don't look good with a shaved head, and Ralph looks even worse.
Look terrible. That's what people on Twitter, when they get mad at my takes, they search me on LinkedIn, and that's like the first picture that come up, and they're like, "This is the guy that has this take."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "It's from."
I feel like half the time Ralph gets savaged on Twitter, they pull up that picture of him with a shaved head,
or they pull up a picture of me in like my peak physical form, where I'm actually looking like trim and swell, and they're like, "This nerd." I'm like, "That's the best I've ever looked."
Not, no,
like, I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. Speaking of looking and feeling good.
Yeah, let's get this back on track.
The Saints win against the Rams, who we hate. And Dave. Andy Dalton, legend game.
Legend game.
Right. Red Rifle is back. And listen, look. He knew it was time to get aggressive and let it loose. Thomas, play this clip, the sound of Red Rifle. He knew what time it was.
Taysom talked about a little bit like of a different mentality, sort of a let it rip mentality, try anything. Did you sort of feel that? Like, let's just give everything a shot today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of just where we're at. And what we need to do is just cut it loose. So why not? And for us, I felt like there was some things that we did today that maybe earlier in the season we probably wouldn't have done. I think that's a big reason why we're sitting here with a win today. Well, I mean, I just think being aggressive. It's something that I think we came into the game knowing that we could do. Shoot, you can look at the first third down of the game, throwing the ball down the field on third and one. I think that's just the mindset mentality that we have to have.
Well, let me say this. I'm glad that Andy was happy because when I drove home for the game, I was listening live to DEA's press conference post-game. And again, this is something that Sean Payton would never say and would never admit to. But Dennis Allen said, and I'm almost quoting, that Andy was frustrated this week because of how many plays they were planning on using Taysom and incorporating Taysom. Now, one, again, Peyton would never, you would never get that look behind that peak behind the curtain. It would just go totally unsaid. You don't have to say that.
Stay in house.
It's like, and that's another sub point where I want to talk to Dennis Allen and be like, it's the same thing I say to my 10-year-old son. You don't have to. Everything that comes into your head doesn't have to come out of your mouth. You don't. That's not how it works. You can.
Where were you to give me this advice my whole life?
but I'm glad that Andy was happy. Obviously, on paper, statistically, he had a great game. I'll say this: I was at the game. The pass to Jarvis Landry, that was a bullet. That he looked great on that pass. The touchdown pass to Olave, he had 53.
Excuse my language, but that was a fucking dime.
Well, he burnt Jalen Ramsey like he was toy cook.
Look, I'll say this. I think he was smart enough to see the blitz coming. We all saw them sitting in row 2 and 3 in section 140.
He got hammered on that play.
Daphne, who sits behind me, we all was calling out 53, who was twitchy at the line, was obviously coming and almost got to Andy, and Andy got that pass off in the nick of time, and yes, he took a hit for that one, and I was impressed with that pass. But look, I can come up with some criticisms. Holding on to the ball too long, like, my God,
he took some bad sacks. That was it. That was the only thing he did wrong.
You know what the worst one to me was? The one that I really feel like you should really not be. This is coming from somebody
who... The trick play to Kamara.
Yes! Yes! Thank you. It's a trick play. It's like, you know where you're going with this.
It would have been a touchdown.
Well, but like you know it's a trick play, and so, like, you know where the gimmick is, and you know who... There's one person that's supposed to be open on this trick play, and if they're not open, don't look for a sec. Just throw the freaking ball away. The trick play didn't work. Move on. Live to fight another day. But that was just one of, like, I think I would say maybe four where it felt like he tucks and runs backwards and he cannot evade any defenders. And he's taking hits. The thing is like, I don't know if he can get rid of this. A lot of the times when the on him, I feel like he's still in the pocket and he can't throw it away. I feel like he's still within the hash marks.
And by the way, that Jarvis Landry touchdown that everybody sees on the live stream, it's the first LSU Tiger to score a touchdown for the Saints in 10 years.
That's crazy. Since Devery Henderson, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But look, he had a great game. I don't know what to do about Taysom. I love Taysom. It seems like when they win, Taysom has a large part in it. It seems
contribution.
Like
contribution.
It seems like they use him a lot, and I had this thought earlier this week, and I actually looked at all the stats. I wanted to see if, like, Taysom played more, was in on more snaps and games where they won, and I didn't really find any.
Well, he gets more carries when they win.
Well, it's how many snaps he takes at quarterback. That's really the thing that you want to. So I was talking to my sauces. This week, and I think the big adjustment that they made was earlier in the season. It's not that the snap counts have changed. It's that they're purposefully saying, we don't want to play him at tight end as much. We feel like a lot of his snaps have been at tight end, and he's not really impacting the game from that spot. And so he took 30% of the quarterback snaps in this game.
Yeah, he was out there a lot, and that's why Dennis Allen admitted, I don't know why, but just voluntarily admitted that Andy Dalton was frustrated during this week of preparation because Taysom was being involved so much.
Kevin, I like this mix.
I would like to see this mix.
I think
mix
they got to keep
forward.
It this way.
I would like to see this mix going forward.
Kevin, Ralph
made a point. Hold on one sec, Ralph.
Okay.
Ralph made a point to me that, like, Taysom's basically RB2. And that is 100% accurate. And I just think they've got to get to a point between a combination of catches, runs, and passes that it's like in the 10 to 15 zone. And so if he's getting 9 carries, 3 passes, and 1 catch, that's 13 touches. That's pretty good. That's the sweet spot. And so I think moving forward, if Andy Dalton's your quarterback, to keep it defense kind of off kilter and keep him guessing – keep him off rhythm, that's what the Saints are going to have to do.
Kevin, back to Dave's point about Andy Dalton being upset about Taysom getting more quarterback. I like to think of Andy Dalton as Fredo in The Godfather, and is like, I deserve respect.
what?
No. Hang on. Let me, before the chat rolls this thing up, Joey R29 makes a great point. In games where Taysom runs 8 or more times, the Saints are 4-0. In games when he doesn't, they're 0-7.
That's unbelievable.
I was looking for that. That was the stat that I was looking for. I was trying to find, because by the eye test,
after the game said as much.
Well, okay, but I was doing this before this last game. I was trying to find this. I was trying to do this last week. But yes, because like you can watch the game eye test, you can feel it, you can see it. When Taysom's involved more, they seem to do better. But I was looking for that on paper. I was looking for some sort of
isn't it though?
That stat makes so much sense, because he's one of the best players on the team.
The thing is, why wouldn't
you want the ball in his hand?
They gotta convert the third downs. They gotta get more plays to get Taysom more carries. It's almost like the if you run the ball X amount of times, you win the game. Well, yeah, because you have more plays. How much of it is, Andrew, they don't run Taysom, they don't give him enough touches because they're not successful, and how much of it is they fall behind and they abandon Taysom too soon?
I think there's times where, I've seen this a lot for the Saints this year, where first and 10, they throw an incomplete pass. Second and 10, for some ungodly reason, they run the ball. And it goes for like a yard, and then it's 3rd and 9, and then they punt, and they throw a 4-yard pass on 3rd and 9. that's like the Saints, classic Saints offense this year. When it's not going well, that's the sequence.
They went pass crazy. They had the 3rd and 1. They were throwing incomplete to Juwan Johnson.
I know, but I'm just saying the sequence when it's not working well this year has been pass on 1st down incomplete, run on 2nd down for a yard, and then a 4-yard pass on 3rd down, and then punt. That's been the Saints offense this year when it's going bad. And like, yeah, it's hard to incorporate Taysom when you're not getting 1st downs and you're trying to throw on 1st down and it's incomplete, and that puts you behind schedule. So
okay, but yeah, but you're not getting 1st downs because you're not incorporating Taysom.
That's
which
right.
comes true. Well, I want
to
say,
I think it's hard to do the Taysom stuff on 1st and 10. I think a lot of times they like to bring in Taysom when it's 2nd and 4 or less, you know.
Right.
So
I want to say this. I went to the game. You guys didn't go to the game, but I went to the game.
How was the crowd?
Crowd was pretty good. Not amazing. But I took my son. He's 10 now.
Is he into it?
Yeah, he was getting into it. We sat down. And immediately the gentleman next to us, introduced himself. He says, "Are you Dave?" And I said, "Yes. What is going on here?" He was like, "Oh, I'm a big fan of the podcast." I said, okay. I believe nice.
Was he a patron? If he's not a patron, he's dead.
No, I asked him that, and he said, "No, actually, I've been thinking about it." And I was kind of like,
"What? You're
maybe
dead
you
to
should
me.
Get on that." No, yeah. I want to say Jake. It was either Jake or Rick, and I apologize for not.
He'll remember
Jake
your name if you're Rick. A patron.
It was that's close. That's close.
No. It's one of those two. I guarantee it's one of those.
It was definitely Jake or Rick, or Billy or Mac or Buddy,
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's either Rick or Morty, right?
Her name was Samantha, 100%.
No. But anyway, but thank. He came with the guy who owns the season tickets next to me. So now I'm thinking, first of all, Bulldog Saint, a patron, sits directly in front of me. So I know her and her husband. And now I think the guy next to me also listens to the podcast. So now I'm like, you know, I have to be on my best behavior at all times. Otherwise, somebody's going to out me. But I will say this. I had a great time. This was a very enjoyable game, and not so much because the Saints won, because my son enjoyed it. He was paying attention. I spent half the game explaining to him about offensive personnel and the running back, tight end, wide receiver, you know, 12 personnel, 11 personnel, all that, and how to figure out how many guys are out there. And it took him about a quarter to kind of catch on and realize he had to do subtraction and do the math to figure out the wide receivers and all that kind of stuff. But once he got it, and he was kind of enjoying it, and he was asking questions, and it was kind of I had a little bit of a father-son moment there, so I was happy to bring him.
What is more surprising?
I mean, Kevin has a question.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin, I love question? I'm raising my hand. Like, I'm like,
I know.
Ralph just fucking blows through everything.
Yeah. I like how you have said 2 F-bombs already, Juge. I have said
what?
Zero. today? Zero. Don't worry. I'll catch up.
You'll catch up.
Dave, yes. My question is,
yes,
how good did it make you feel to have a stranger come up to you and recognize you from the podcast and say that in front of your son? You get to be like a big podcasting man in front of your son.
You know what? My son was at Costco when Saints Rabbit recognized me. My son was at church with us when we were walking out of church on Christmas Eve when somebody recognized. So he's not kind of like Drew Brees's. I'm just a dad, okay? You know, even though everybody else idolizes me, I'm just a dad to my son. I'm just a normal guy. By the way, speaking of that, Drew Brees was at the game. He was on the sidelines before the game. The whole family was there. All the kids were there. It's funny that one of his kids wore a Brees Jr. jersey. That was a custom because that's a custom.
Gale was on the sideline before the game.
Yeah, well, everybody, yeah. But the other one of the kids was wearing an Olave jersey. I love that. That means they're still paying attention to the team and following the team because Olave's a rookie.
Dump Ted Ginn like a hot potato.
Yeah,
Ted Ginn used to be their favorite.
But I will say this. The Saints now are 2-0 at home when Sean Payton and or Drew Brees comes to hang out with the team beforehand. So I'm sensing a pattern here, and maybe they need to start digging up some other guys.
Maybe they just need to fire Dennis Allen and make Drew Brees the coach like the Colts did with Jeff Saturday.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get breaking Saints news podcasts, Saints player grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that my cousin Elise was in New Orleans? She lives in New Orleans, and you know, someone says, "So your last name's Juge?" You say, "Yeah." She's like, "Are you related to Andrew?" She's like, you mean my cousin in Virginia that I haven't seen in like a decade? She's like, "Yes, I'm related to Andrew." He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of his Saints podcast." And she's like, "I haven't talked to him in 10 years. He's up in Virginia, and like, people down here know him better than I do. What is going on?" She like called me. She's like, "What the hell is this?"
I want to say one other thing too. This is another game observation. There are certain inalienable truths that we need to accept, like prices will rise and politicians will philander. I'll give you one more: is that every Saints superfan comes with a woman. There is a woman with them. It could be, and I'm not, it could be a wife, it could be a girlfriend, it could be a sister, it could be a mother, I don't know, but it's a woman, because every Saints super fan needs somebody with them to hold their stuff while they're holding their props, to lift their cape as they sit down every time after third down. I'm telling you this now, when you go to the games and you see a Saints super fan, look and pay attention, because there's always a woman with a Saints superfan. That is a truth. That is a world fact.
I'm jealous of Andrew and Dave. I feel like I could go to New Orleans and wear a sign that says, "I'm Ralph Marlborough. I host the Saints Happy Hour," and no one would acknowledge my existence. I'm jealous of you.
I think the difference, Ralph, is that people recognize you. And they're like, "Nah, nah,
nah, I don't want to talk to that guy.
I don't want to introduce myself.
I don't want to talk to that guy."
No.
That's what it is. I 100% believe. I 100% think that's accurate.
Now,
they're thinking, "Where's Dave?
What's he doing? What's he doing with that arm?"
Wow. That's right.
Why does it look like that?
Jesus.
Yeah.
So
what's all this having a woman with you thing?
That was a little weird. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that went in a place.
What, me?
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it was a shot at Kevin. That's
how. Oh, right. Yeah, Kevin. Kevin could never qualify to be a Saints
super
fan.
Are you basically saying that Ralph? Dave. Are you saying that Kevin needs to start showing up to Saints games?
Yes.
And being a character. Like, we've got Whistle Monster.
I don't know. That's the thing is, I don't know what comes first. I don't know whether you need to find the woman first and then become a Saint superfan, or whether you need to become a Saint superfan and that attracts the women. I'm not sure.
I think that's the latter. I think it's the latter. Get on it, Kevin.
The chicken or the egg. It's difficult.
I'm working on it.
All right. Jeez. So... the Saints, I had a segue and then we went off track and I forgot it.
Yeah, I know. We're off the rails.
Off the rails.
I'm going
to
get a drink.
So the Saints defense.
They beat the Rams. Hold on, Ralph. They beat the Rams. And I just want to say, I want misery for the Rams. Like prolonged misery. Not just like one bad game. Like I want them to suffer as much as possible. I want to celebrate their suffering.
Losing to the Saints isn't enough.
Yes. And I love that we knocked out their quarterback, that they might have to pick up a new quarterback this week. They might have to start Bryce Perkins. They don't have a first-round pick. So if they lose all these games and they have a top-three pick, it doesn't even go to them, and they deserve all that suffering and misery. Yes, kind of like us.
Great. Dude. I mean, if anything, I like to see Enos Kroenke miserable and unhappy and have a fucking sourpuss on his face.
There's one.
Yeah, there's one.
Sean McVay on the sideline, he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else in the world. I think he was texting his agent as he was walking off the field. He's like, I need some of that Jeff Bezos Thursday night football money. Get me out of here. The Rams' future is bleaker than the Saints, and the Saints' future is not that bleak.
Jeff Bezos, Washington Commanders money, if you catch my drift.
Where are the Rams right now, Ralph, in terms of offense? Aren't they like 31st in the league?
They are 31st in the league.
Yeah, okay.
Their running game improved a little because they ran for 148 yards.
The Rams are like bottom of the league. And we know that McVay is one of the best offensive minds in the league. And it's just interesting, like, how mad Saints fans got about Sean Payton when the offense regressed a little bit. And it just goes to show, like, it doesn't matter how good of a coach you are. If your offensive line gets to a point where it's just too injured and you don't have a good running back and Cooper Kupp is out and you're down a quarterback, like, there reaches a point where it does not matter how good of a play designer you are. It can go off the rails.
Especially for the Rams.
I think we need to remember that with Dennis Allen. And, like, look, there are reasons to not like Dennis Allen and Pete Carmichael and all that. But, like, look at McVay right now. It's blowing up in his face. The Rams look terrible. They're one of the worst offenses in the league.
Dave, I want to pick on you a little bit. You know, you made fun of the thing where we said, look, if the Saints can get ahead, maybe they could get some sacks. And it actually happened yesterday. They got ahead, and the Rams' sorry offensive line collapsed. And then the sack party started for the Saints.
Right.
Well, Saints have the most sacks in the NFL since week three, Dave.
All it took was running into another team that is equally terrible and injury prone and all that kind of stuff.
Let me say that again, Dave. Yeah. Since week three, the Saints lead the NFL in sacks.
10 sacks the last 2 weeks.
That's very surprising.
It is. I mean, I know they've been killing it the last 2 weeks, but that surprised me.
I got to be honest with you. I don't take anything away from this game. This to me is the same as the Raiders game. I think this was a weak opponent.
The Rams are way worse than the Raiders.
Good on the Saints for taking care of business and for preying on a weak opponent, as you should.
Weak opponent. Didn't you predict them to lose 45-3?
Of course. Wait till you see what I predicted this week. Then you'll understand.
Right.
You don't want to listen to my predictions.
We call that a tease, folks.
Yeah. But look, if you want to talk about, you want to throw out stats, Andrew, you're throwing out these sack stats. The Saints have followed up every win with at least two losses. So there's a stat for you this season. So suck on that. Okay. Enjoy that.
Here's the thing, Andrew. What is more surprising about the 2022 Saints? The fact that Juwan Johnson is 9 receptions away from forcing me to the Waffle House, where every interaction with a waitress, I have to mention a Saints player's name. He's at 31 catches, by the way.
Is it 40? That's 40 is what you're going to do?
It's 40 catches, I believe. Wow. Thomas, check the tape.
Peyton Turner got carted off the field. I think I'm safe now.
Is that more surprising, or is it that Caden Ellis has turned into Lawrence Taylor the last 3 weeks?
I'm going to need you guys to remind me what my bet was, because I have no earthly idea. But, man, Juwan Johnson, yeah. I don't know what the answer to your question is, but I just want to quickly say Juwan Johnson now has 5 touchdowns in 5 weeks, 5 straight weeks with a touchdown, and he's playing incredible. And he blocks pretty good, too. Like, he's a real NFL tight end. And his development, you guys remember this. I was kind of down on him even a year ago, and I was just like, why are Saints fans so enamored with this guy? But now I get it. I see it. Like, he's worked really hard. He's kind of changed his body, and he's legit. He's been awesome. So that's been great to see. Caden Ellis, like, I don't know. And we got to find, like, a lame saying for him, like LSU. Maybe we're the
LSD.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Like, LSD for defense.
We are the official Caden Ellis podcast fan club.
Caden Ellis is
an animal. I love him.
Okay, the Pelicans have not on herb shirts. We've gotten on LSD.
I'm on LSD.
I'm on LSD.
I love it.
We need it. Yeah. Well, that's a great thing. We need a new t-shirt. I'm out of t-shirts to send to patrons that subscribe at the $12 level. I'm out of them. So we need a new t-shirt design. Maybe it's LSD.
I'll piggyback on everything that Andrew said about Juwan Johnson. He's been great, much better than Troutman. I have a lot of positive things to say about the Saints linebacking core. I mean, Jesus. I mean, you've got DeMario Davis, obviously, and Pete Werner, and now you've got Caden Ellis stepping up. I feel like the future is...
Does that poster behind you, Dave, need new faces on it?
I don't know. Yo, hey.
Thomas, get on it. We need the new Dome Patrol poster.
Maybe we need to switch to a 3-4 defense.
Before we get to the next segment, Thomas, we need to remind everybody they can sub for free with Prime every month, not just once. And Thomas, give us an update on the MVP race for tonight.
Hatchet John in the lead with 1,400 bits. Second place, Saints Rabbit, 700 bits.
Hatchet John.
Hatchet John got that dog in him.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like there's always a last minute effort there.
Yeah,
by,
somebody
Saints Rabbit. He's kind of lurking in the shadows.
It's like an NBA game.
He's waiting to
watch the last 20 seconds.
Yeah.
By the way, have you watered Stanley John Plantis?
Have not. He's dying. Jeez. Stanley John Plantis is
true. Seems correct, guys.
True leaves.
Reggie Bush is struggling.
Reggie Bush. Still, I think that's still the best one.
That might be the best one. Yeah.
The young players, because let's be realistic, the Saints, like the playoffs and having a winning season, it's kind of hanging by a thread, right?
Not like Tulane, but we'll get into that later.
No, but
we will.
As I was thinking this the other day, has there ever been a season where Tulane and LSU both won 9 games?
No,
I mean both won 10 games. They're both a win away from.
I don't think that's ever happened.
But Kevin, as the season sort of...
That was a great freaking play by Adebo, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. That's a great segue.
To look at that. I mean, my God. That's right from the get-go.
That's a great segue, Andrew, because the next segment is about the young players stepping up, and Thomas has got the highlights of... You got Taylor, you got Adebo, you got Caden Ellis, you got Johnson. Kevin, if I said to you, of all these young players that the Saints have that we're... So we're excited about different levels. Juwan Johnson, Caden Ellis. If I said to you, you can pick one, and in 3 years, he's going to be a top five player on the Saints roster. Of all their young players, who would you want to be that player to take the next step and be one of the top four or five players on the roster?
Hang on. Let me pull up the roster so I can just check the ages.
While you're doing that, Kevin, I have a quick story to tell. So Ralph texted me earlier today, and this is just a microcosm or an example of how terrible we are to each other and just awful friends. but Ralph, you know,
How new do they have to be?
Huh?
How new do they have to be on the team?
Like less than 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me finish my story.
So Ralph texts me, and I think he's looking for some sympathy. He's looking for, you know, a little consideration as a friend. And, you know, he tells me that his cat, who is going apeshit in the background right now, that his cat hurt its eye. It got in a cat fight or whatever, and its eye was injured. And instead of being like,
All cats get into are cat fights.
And it ruined his Thanksgiving plans, and now he can't, like, go wherever he was going to go. But, like, instead of being like, oh, man, that sucks, I'm so sorry, I go, your cat must be Cam Jordan's spirit animal.
It's true. Poor Cam Jordan was hot about having his streak end.
Did you see him respond to my DM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I sent that around. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't understand the reference though to what was being said. Like I didn't understand the
So he was at the Pelicans game.
Yeah.
And his eye looked fine. And so I sent him a message. I'm like, dude, your eye looks fine. Like, put a visor on and let's go. And he wrote me back. He's like, that's what I said. I was like, he was like, apparently that's not good enough. Like it's not
get him the Ricky Jackson helmet, the old school bars visor, Darth Vader.
But I've heard since then. I mean, we should get Dr. Thomas on. I've heard since then he's got a fractured orbital bone. So
he won't. I don't know if that's like a one week thing.
Yeah, Thomas, I don't know. Thomas. I don't know if that's like
things they.
But
anyway, back to Kevin.
Yeah, so I tell you what, I'm going to say if I can pick any of the young guys to be top five at their position, I'm going to say Cesar Ruiz.
Ooh, interesting.
Because here's the thing,
Chris Olave, he's already pretty damn close.
Chris Olave is already really good. Paulson Adebo, I think, is solid. Alante Taylor, solid. Peyton Turner, solid. Pete Warner, solid.
Peyton Turner, come on, let's not beat. Let's not get crazy.
Let's not go crazy. Okay, fine.
Competent. Competent.
I wouldn't say that.
Kevin's showing his lack of watching right now.
Hang on. Fine.
He logs in every week.
Again.
I track him, Andrew. I know when he logs in.
He's mixing him up with the Davenport guys. He thinks he's Davenport.
Ralph checks Kevin's Saints watching like the Cardinals check... Kyler Murray's tape watching.
Listen, Cesar Ruiz is the guy that if you can get him to be top five of his position, that's the bigger jump. Cesar Ruiz becomes.
I'm gonna ask a ridiculous question right now.
I was gonna ask a ridiculous question.
Is he already there?
Oh no, wow! I was gonna ask that.
Wait, is who already there?
I'm seriously asking that.
Who?
The way Cesar Ruiz has played this year, is he already there?
A top five guard?
Yes.
Wow. The thing is with Cesar Ruiz, I was trying to think of a player that's made as big a jump because people in the summer were like, cut him. That's how bad he was. And people were like, let's cut him.
I don't want compensation.
I don't want compensation. I just want him. Off my TV.
I feel like Ralph was leading that charge.
It might have been me. Check the tape, Thomas. I'm just saying people, I'm not going to name names, me, wanted him off my TV, and now he's amazing. So, like,
I think you were using words like turnstile.
The Jason David guard.
Paper bag.
Yeah.
How he couldn't find his way out of it or something.
Guys,
I don't know.
Guys, I have an answer from Jim Mora, who's going to be the young star.
I'm not a big fish guy.
Great, great.
Oh, here we go.
So, nice. Before I make my pick, I want to play DeMario Davis talking about Caden Ellis. And this doesn't sound like just like him just saying it because it sounds good. He sounds like a guy that knew that Caden Ellis was going to be this
Caden Ellis, by the way, that name Thomas. Sounds like the name of like a kid, like in my kid's school.
It does.
Like a fifth grader, like some rich kid's name, you know, Caden.
But Thomas, play the soundbite about DeMario Davis talking about Caden Ellis.
Almost man, like Cariello.
5'5 has probably been, for the last couple years, the best kept secret in the NFL. We knew what type of player he was, and now he's getting that opportunity, and he's showing it to the world. I don't know if anybody's shocked when they watch it in our building. I'm sure he's shocking a lot of people who didn't know. But just give it time. He's going to be on everybody's radar.
That sounded like he played good, so I'm going to say something nice about it. That sounded sincere. Like, they believe in him. And, Andrew, I'm worried. Like, Loomis is going to have to do cool cap magic to keep him. Teams are going to want him. He's a free agent.
I don't know. I feel like DeMario Davis, I don't trust him in the sense that, like, he could tell me to jump. He could tell me to jump in front of a moving car, and I'd be like, yeah, okay, that sounds like a good idea.
He does.
I guess I trust him too much, is what I'm saying. DeMario Davis, man. Like, every time I'm down on the Saints, or I'm just like down in the dumps, just like not feeling good about the season, I'll go listen to his press conferences, and it just snaps me right back, man.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
I listen to him after a win, Dave. I'm like,
kill a spider, BRB.
Yesterday, I was like 10-7 after listening to his sound bites. Yeah. For the show.
You only listen to them after wins, so I guess you're not.
Yeah, like after the loss, the post game. I just am like, it's like whatever, because then I'm mad at Dennis. I look at him, I'm like, he's got those dead shark eyes. I'm like, I don't want to hear a word you have to say, Dennis Allen. You're boring. But after a win, I'm like,
Okay, Andrew, Jesus. Okay, we don't need to see the spider.
Come on, man.
Let me ask this. Andrew's throwing out ridiculous questions. I mean, like, on the bell curve of DeMario Davis's career, has he peaked? Are we on the downside now? Did we see the best of him last year?
He's got a career high in sacks.
I think he's peaked.
Yeah.
But what about his tackle? I think speed wise, sideline to sideline, like, you can definitely tell he doesn't have the same burst. I think power wise, he still has heavy hands. He can wreck dudes.
And it's fine because now we have Pete Werner and Kate. Yeah, no, yeah, sure. I'm not saying he's not good anymore. I'm just saying, like, I think last year might have been the peak. Yeah.
Kevin, is there any free agent besides Drew Brees that is a better signing than DeMario Davis in Saints history?
Let's see.
No.
You've asked this question before, and I think you might have asked it to me, and I mean,
who, like, Joe Horn maybe would.
Don't
be
tell the people we recycle content, Dave. Let them figure that out themselves.
Vilma, that doesn't count. He was traded for.
Yeah,
he's not a free agent.
Right.
Yeah, they traded for Vilma because the Jets thought his knee was going to explode.
Curtis Lofton, no, right? No,
Roy Glover.
Oh, who was there last night, by the way?
Roy Glover was claimed off waivers. He was not a free agent.
Jeez. Jake Reed.
Shockey. What? Biloxi Blues. Shockey was also traded for. Does not count.
Interesting.
Wait.
Dale Carter.
Shall
not be named.
Get out of here.
I got it.
Shall not be named.
That's definitely a good call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Scott Fujita.
I was going to say, I actually forgot his name.
Chip Low Miller.
Case Faharn. What's wrong with you, Ralph?
No.
Stop.
Why can't I remember his name?
Worst free agent signing.
Oh, Jarris Bird.
Paul Kruger.
Jarris Bird, top signing. Dan Morgan, first and second time.
Well, what about those two fat defensive tackles they signed in 2011?
Sean Rogers and who was the other one?
The dude with the weird name.
Abreu Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
Oh, best free agent signing is the defensive tackle.
I like
tackle.
Butteridge says Jimmy G is wasting his good performance tonight. He'll be shit against the Saints. I like your positive attitude, Butteridge.
Wish.
Oh, Nikolai.
Nick Fairley. Great signing.
Sproles. The Sproles qualifies a better free agent.
Wasn't
signing.
Sproles traded?
No. They traded Reggie Bush and signed Sproles.
So I would rank Sproles ahead of Sharper just based on longevity.
And also, Andrew's dad says Mike McKenzie, he doesn't qualify.
And also McKenzie was traded for.
Sproles never raped anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jabari
Jesus,
was
don't
good.
Use the R word, I mean, man.
Yeah, I can't can not go there.
I'm just talking about the facts of his case.
Yeah, you can't. Discord will ban us for life.
We're talking about,
but they're just going to key in on the word, so you got to find a way to say it differently.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so Jabari Greer is a good one. Sharper is a good one. Sproles is a really good one. I would put DeMario Davis above, and Joe Horn is a good one. I would put DeMario Davis above all those guys.
Ooh, the Sam Mills qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, DeMario's like one or two more good seasons of being ahead of Sam Mills as an all-time senior.
Ooh, that's oh my God. Those fighting words.
Whoa.
I said it.
Here's the thing that what do you want from the Saints the rest of the year, Dave? If they're not going to make the playoffs,
beat everybody in the division.
The most important thing for them to do? I want everybody to answer.
There's only one answer. It's beat everybody in the division. If you beat everybody in the division, you might actually have a chance of walking backwards into the playoffs. Even if you lose all the rest of Tampa's these games, I feel like
Tampa's going to get to 9 wins.
I don't know.
Kevin, anyway, what's the most important thing for the Saints to do the last 6 weeks?
What they need to do.
I mean, Dave said it is win every game and win the remaining division games. If it's not that, then I would just say beat Atlanta. That's it. Beat Atlanta and house them.
I would say beat Atlanta and humiliate Tom Brady in Tampa again.
By the way, I think the Eagles' first round pick is now up down to a 10.
It's down to 10. That would be the funniest accomplishment for the Saints the rest of the year, Kevin. The funniest accomplishment is beat the Eagles and cost them home field advantage, and the win bumps the Saints' pick from like 7 to 17. That would be the funniest outcome, I think, the rest of the year. Of accomplishments.
Honestly, the funniest outcome could be something that we don't even see yet. It could be something that happens in week 18. You know, we could have the opportunity to play some kind of spoiler for somebody's.
Ooh, I like Andrew's dad. He wants Tom Brady to break more tablets on Monday Night Football. I like that, Mr. Juge.
That's a good one.
Break more tablets, yeah. Murder more tablets.
We hate Microsoft. Ooh.
Do we?
Dahmer some more tablets.
Do you think people, because Biloxi Blues is saying, I hate the Niners more than the Rams. Do you think there's people out there, even after the no call, that hate the 49ers more than the Rams?
No, not me.
No.
I think there's probably Saints fans that are maybe slightly older than me and you, Ralph, or that maybe were really keyed in on following. So into following the team as a kid,
yeah,
that it just like is seared into their,
I mean, it's
you know, their brains for eternity. So
I don't agree with it, but I understand it. Like if you're over 40 and you're like, I hate the 49ers more than the Rams, like I get it. Like the 49ers in the 80s tormented the Saints. And they did it not just with Joe Montana, they did it with Joe Montana, Steve Young, even Jeff Garcia, a little bit tormented the Saints. Boggs from Shawshank.
His quarterback was just tormenting
the Saints.
I was not a fan.
The big thing. Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say I was not a fan back then, but even I am aware of what the 49ers did to the Saints on a regular basis, and so I get that. What I was going to say is, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, I took my son to this game, the Rams game. I used this opportunity to make sure. We were listening to WWL on the way there. He saw the us versus them. Like, nobody's hiding it, but I took this opportunity to make sure my son was aware of the no call, how that screwed us, you know, the butterfly effect it has on not going to the Super Bowl, maybe winning a Super Bowl, Sean Payton legacy, Drew Brees legacy, all that kind of stuff. He now knows Bill Vinovich by name. I made sure that I took, I am being dead serious. I made sure that
he knows
I took
where
this
he
opportunity.
Lives.
I made sure I took this opportunity that my son knows how we got screwed in that game in 2018 that his mother and I were at and were in attendance for and saw right in front of us because it happened on our side of the field right there. And so, Ralph, back to bringing it all back home is as we move on. You know, the fans who remember the Niners, they're all going to get old and die. And, the ones who remember 2018 will live on a new generation.
Who said anything about moving
of Saints
on?
Pettiness? Moving of on. Saints pettiness. Well, yeah. Saints pettiness lives on forever. That's the lead.
I hate the Rams. I hate them.
I mean, it's going to be delightful.
The thing is it's not the Rams. This is where I get conflicted.
Guilty by association.
I'm thinking about it now. Like, I'm sending my son conflicting messages because I'm telling him that Bill Vinovich and his staff was the one who allowed this to happen, and they're the real criminals here. But then I'm also promoting hatred toward the Rams. I mean, they were the ones that committed the crime, I guess. But yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's both. It's the same thing as the police, law and order, the police screwed up and the judges screwed up in this situation. There was a total breakdown of the entire system.
LA doesn't even give a shit about the Rams and they won a Super Bowl. LA, I live there. They only care about the Lakers and the Dodgers. That's it. And it's going to be delightful in 2 years when the Rams are terrible and that stadium is 60% empty. Or
USC
filled with opposing
is
fans.
Third.
I mean, the Chargers basically played a road game yesterday on Sunday Night Football because it was all Chiefs fans.
My dad is asking in the chat where the Jim Mora fish guy comment came from. So Jim Mora recently was asked about food. And he said that he liked tacos. He preferred tacos, and he wasn't a big fish guy. And I heard that, and I was like, Ralph, immediately, like,
quality
Ralph,
reporting.
You've got to grab that soundbite. And anytime Troutman is brought up on our podcast, drop that soundbite in there.
Probably Andrew's greatest contribution to this podcast.
That's the greatest thing I've ever done on this show.
Yeah,
it is.
How do we feel about Adam Troutman today? How are we feeling about Adam Troutman?
He's all right. He's all right.
I
like him more now.
Is
than
the
combination of the
tight
season.
End isn't bad. It isn't bad.
Jim, we don't need him.
Okay, Ralph. Okay, Ralph saying that the Juwan Johnson Adam Troutman tandem isn't the bad. That's like saying me and Michael Jordan once scored 80 points against the the Lakers in 1986. Like, we both teamed up. Yeah,
Juwan Johnson is
the one that's upholding most of that that pairing.
Doesn't matter.
It became personal.
I want to go back real quick to what do I want the most out of the season? And yes, the answer is beating the Falcons. But I can't stress this enough, and this is why I want this so bad. We are one game behind them in the head-to-head all-time series. And so if the Saints are able to win this next one, they're tied. And they haven't been tied ever. That's Atlanta right. has been ahead since it was 0-0. Atlanta won the first time they played, I think, or maybe, I don't know. Early, the Falcons took the lead, and we've been behind ever
since.
And
they've
been
behind, like, even...
And
even the more
Drew Brees
years,
has been chipping away and chipping
right.
away, but like that, we can finally catch up and be dead even. I think it's 55-55 if we win this next game against the Falcons.
When the hell is our bye? Do we get? Did the NFL? Did Goodell not give us a bye this week? What is going
games.
On? What is
games.
Going on? It's like week 20, and we still haven't had our bye yet. What the F?
The Saints made that was a decision.
Weeks,
the Saints.
Man.
The Saints
made
that
decision. Michael Thomas might
be
back.
2 weeks. My fantasy football season is going to be over in 2 weeks. We have a bye, like in the during the fantasy football playoffs. Yes. What's going on? How is that possible?
Playoffs.
Think of it this way, Dave. Every decision the Saints made in the offseason has been wrong, including when to take their bye.
Well,
I didn't even think the NFL allowed a bye this late. Like, is this new? Did they extend byes? Did they allow people to take byes in week 22?
What about trading up for Olave? Would you consider that a mistake at this point?
Trading up for a bye.
I would say it's not. I would say this, but see, they could have traded up for Olave without. Well, that's true. It's separate. I would say that's okay. That's one thing, Andrew. That's not a mistake. Everything else, the bye, the CD dues.
Even it, let's say they win six games and the Eagles get a great pick. Like, would you still say it was worth it to trade for Olave? Especially knowing that Michael Thomas was going to get hurt again.
Well, Kevin, me and you are president and co-president of the trade down associations, but I feel like if the Saints didn't have Olave,
I didn't know you joined me on the ticket. The trade down
but
ticket.
I was on the ticket with Kevin.
But Kevin, if the Saints didn't have Olave, I think they might only have two wins because I don't think they beat Seattle, Ralph, and they don't win yesterday.
Ralph, you're on the YOLO. You are not on the trade down ticket.
Yeah. No,
where did that come from?
Times changed, Dave.
Ralph is intoxicated.
Times change,
YOLO.
And now all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm right behind
he
you,
changed
Cam.
His
I got
testimony.
A Yeti microphone, Dave.
Ralph does. He's never wrong. He's only early.
I'm never wrong. I'm only early. Times have changed, Dave. I got a Yeti mic. I got John.
Is Ralph confusing trading down with David Onyemata? Is that what's happening?
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
Wait, can we trade Chris Olave to the Eagles for our first round pick back? That would be the most amazing thing ever. Can we do that? Would you do that?
No, but I think Kevin, as long as the pick's not in the top five for the Eagles, as long as Penning's good, the trade's fine, right?
Penning might play this week.
Ooh, I think Underhill
might start.
I would say if it's out of the I'm going to go more toward if it's out of the top 10 and Penning is okay and is like a solid starter for 8 to 10 years, then yes.
Jerry, yeah, Jerry, to answer your question, I think it's close for Penning. From what I've been told, it's 50-50 that he plays this week. Against Tampa, he'll definitely be ready by then. He's back at practice, so we'll see how this week goes. But he's close, so I would say there's a decent shot that Penning plays this week. But if he doesn't play this week, then I would say definitely Tampa.
I'm going to tell you this, Jerry. Trevor Penning is one pancake block when the Saints run Taysom Power. They run behind Trevor Penning. He pancakes a dude, and Taysom gets a first down. That happens one time. I declare the pick a success.
Saints Rabbit at the buzzer. I told you he was gonna get sneaky here.
The buzzer. There's plenty of time left.
I know, but I'm just saying he's kind
of even done any of our
Kevin stand. The hot takes of the week get fun when the Saints win a football game. It's that time of week again
it's my favorite for
hot takes.
Oh, shoot. Where did this thing go? I had it pulled up.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
Kevin, I got it.
Just improvise, man. Improvise.
Well, it's time for this week's Hottest Takes, sponsored by JLD Hot Sauce and Knives. If you want award-winning hot sauces like Buchalokia or Reaper Med in a special reserve, go to jldsharpsauce.com. That's www.jldsharpsauce.com. They also have incredible jellies like Palm and Pepper.
Pam from the office.
There. Pam and Betty. They also have an incredible selection of handmade knives for cooking, hunting, and outdoor needs. Go check out the Zombie Killer Quartering Cleaver. Say that three times fast. And tell me it's not the best damn quartering cleaver you ever saw or handled in your entire life. Jerry Ambler. Big ups, Jerry. Is a tremendous supporter of Saints Happy Hour. So we are asking you to support the people who support Saints Happy Hour. Go to www.jldsharpsauce.com to get the best hot sauces and knives at the best prices anywhere. Use promo code Saints Happy Hour, all one word. Again, promo code Saints Happy Hour, and get 10% off. That's www.jldsharpsauce.com.
I'm told we had a celebrity call the hotline. Sean McVay needed a therapy session after the Saints handed him his fourth straight loss. So he called the hotline. Is this correct, Thomas?
It is.
So hit the hotline. I'm excited now.
I mean, I was waiting for you to ask me to describe the hotline in three words, but...
We'll describe it in three words.
Hotline in three words. Wait for it.
Wait for it. Okay. All right. This is exciting. All right.
It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour Hotline.
Ralph, Andrew, Dave, and Kevin, if he's even there tonight, I want to start off by saying the Rams can suck it. Ginger Magic was in full force today. I got to give props to the officiating crew. Only 8 flags all game. It was nice to watch a football game where they let them play. Don't happen often. Peyton Ellis has been amazing. Please keep the 2-quarterback system going. Ralph. Only one who picked the Saints in the picks. Think he's running away with this one, fellas. LSU and Saints both win the same weekend. It's pretty nice since it's the first time it's happened this season. But I want to know, how much was this Drew Brees being on the sideline, being in the locker room?
Yeah,
was he secretly coaching the team today? He had to give a halftime speech. Drew freaking Brees. Probably told Andy, don't f*** this up and make him look bad after the speech. But I want to leave it with this. D.A. gives the worst post-game speeches. Jesus, Sean Payton had a dance named after him. No smoke, no club atmosphere. Got to step it up, D.A.
Oh, hey, it's McVay again. Oh, this is so horrible. 4 losses in a row. I'm a fraud. I'm a hack. I can't cut it anymore. Kendall won't take my phone calls. He's just left us out to dry. I don't know how to actually coach. Oh, God damn it. This isn't BetterHelp. Shit.
Hey, gents. It's Adam, the radio voice, calling you from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Hey, great win. We'll take a win where we can get it. And they beat the Rams, which even makes it that much more sweeter. But I do feel like the two guys in the movie Major League, they won, but they're still shitty. So enjoy. Great win. Take care, guys. Love you.
Holy shit. With the current record at where it is, the throwback color combos, a guy named Tutu Atwell just goes right down the field and hauls in a rainbow in the dome. This is like the time warp of the late 70s. Who that?
My God! I was just about to call in and say, are we about done with Carmichael? I mean, what is happening? Flea flicker, when we got all the momentum in the world. But then I was like, Chris Olave! Chris Olave! Oh, Chris Olave!
I love that.
It did not sound like that on my phone.
When's the LP dropping?
I'm assuming any producer worth his salt would have already isolated that Chris Olave sound. So next time we talked about Chris Olave, we will have that ready to go.
Thomas,
as a soundbite.
Any Chris Olave highlight package from now on?
Chris Olave.
Set it to that music.
Yeah.
I demand.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to do it, and you don't want that. So
that's
you better
right.
just isolate
that. You do not
that
want that.
Yeah.
No.
Thomas, why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like
and
that on my phone.
You know what? That's
that
why we win
great.
Awards.
I love that.
That's why this show is the best. We have people that call in, play the guitar, scream Chris Olave, and we let it breathe for 20 seconds or whatever
that's right.
because we're the best.
I like how he started off as a normal call, and then all of a sudden,
it's right.
Boom, he's hitting you with the guitar, and he just goes into song. It's like a musical. It's like, this is like...
He trolled us.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. No, he didn't try. I don't know if trolling is the right word, but that was great.
Biloxi Blues, is that like Jason Champagne?
He Rickrolled us, but with Chris Olave.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. We got Olave rolled. Olave rolled.
Yeah, we got Olave rolled.
I like how, yeah, you know what? Bud Rich is right. He says that I'm going to find out who that is so we can get a duet.
Duet, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your body double.
Closet chum.
Thomas, yeah, who's winning MVP? Chum. Before we get to questions.
God damn, that shit's catchy. Chris Olave.
It is. It's like,
Chris in my head.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, it's more catchy than Subway $5 footlong. It's
bro, whoever you are, email me the chords you're using on that. We'll lay down some tracks. Well, let's lay down some tracks.
It'd be like Frank Sinatra duets.
Come on. Email
play
me.
Play the hits.
Hit me up. I want to know what chords you're using. I want to record that for the show.
Thomas, before we get to questions, who's winning the lead for MVP?
Still Hatcha John, you can see it on the screen. 1,800 bits behind
Chris
the scenes. Not Chris Olave.
By the way, support the show with bits or become a patron or subscribe using your Amazon subscription on Twitch. Thomas has instructions. Just click the link in the description on the podcast. Do it. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support the show. Become a freaking patron. We're the best podcast, like Andrew said. You support the show. We can grow. We can do more fun stuff. You help the community. You help us do it.
Maybe Ralph's plant will also grow.
Yeah, if we get enough donations, I'll start watering the plant and it won't die. How about that? Thomas, hit the music. We got to take it to the top. You know, it made me sad that nobody in the chat was like, I want Ralph to go to the back to the telemarketer headset. Nobody's like, I don't. Then nobody was like, I miss it. I miss the bad audio. I miss the cracking when he screams. Nobody's
they
like,
they knew
no.
You would freak out, man.
Yeah. I kind of miss the telemarketer headset. But Thomas, let's get to questions.
Okay, first question. Amazing one to start it off. From Biloxi Blues, who's in the chat, shout out to him. He asks, which player for the 49ers is going to come off of IR, concussion protocol, life support, or out of retirement this week and be expected to play against the Saints?
Kevin, check their inactive list for tonight.
No, I answered this on the Discord already. I said, one more time for old time's sake, number 16 to number 80.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Biloxi Blues won my, I don't know if it was a contest, I can't remember what it was, but I gave him Davis eating salami, for those of you that can't see.
Is that some gabagool?
Eating my salamis, Polish salamis.
Yeah. Yeah, that was supposed to go to Thomas, but Dave was like, yeah. Nah, I'm not
there. Accepted. Pick six.
Yeah. But Biloxi Blues.
Shields in Poland are going to stop because
of
you.
I forgot
man.
About this. He won my tickets, and he went to the Raiders game. I gave him his pick. I was like, hey, you can have whatever pick of games you want this year. And he said, I want to go to the Raiders game. So I gave him the two Raiders tickets, and the Saints won with 24-0. So I'm thinking we need to get Biloxi Blues back into the dome.
Back in the dome.
Oh, yeah. Need to make that happen.
Should we send him to San Francisco this week? Should we fly him on a private jet?
Fly him out there.
If we get enough donations, we'll make that happen.
Paying for this? Wait, who's paying for
it? We got some patrons I saw on the Discord that are going to the 49er game. Godspeed, people. We'll get to the picks in a minute.
Next question.
Okay, next question. And it comes from Budrich, who's also in the chat. Fighting for the MVP. He asks, who is getting fired from the league office for letting the Saints get penalized once all game yesterday?
They were penalized twice.
Two penalties.
Either way, somebody was asleep at the control panel. Because it should have been at least 8 or 9 penalties.
Yeah.
Somebody was not doing their job yesterday.
I cannot believe. Do you remember the play where Peyton Turner grabs? It's in the end zone. He grabs Stafford by the shoulder and slams him down to the turf.
I was like,
and Stafford's laying there like someone in the fetal position. Like, and the ref doesn't throw the flag.
I was like,
I thought that was going to be called.
Of all the, like, the roughing the passer penalties all year have been horrible. Like, they sack the quarterback. They legitimately sack the guy, and they get flagged for it.
Was this the one that was over by the sidelines?
It was in the end zone.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Yeah. I was thinking of a different play.
He grabbed him
no
by one the shoulder pad well after he threw the ball.
Okay.
No one.
One arm just slams him down.
No one respects Matt Stafford.
There was a different play where I don't even know if it was Stafford. It could have been Perkins or whatever. But I thought one of our guys kind of hit him late when he was. It was Stafford when he was already on the ground, and even Mark Romig, the in-game announcer, was like, flag on the play, and there was no flag. Like, I think even Mark Romig thought they were going to get called for late
on the
quarterback. But there was no flag, and I was like, I think we got away with one there. I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
Next question.
The Rams also didn't get called for about 17 holding penalties.
That's right.
Okay, next question. From Bulky, he asks, is there any stat that feels less accurate than the Saints having the most sacks in the NFL since week 3, which Andrew mentioned during the show?
Yeah, Andrew mentioned earlier, and that's a great way of putting that. Yeah, that does not seem right.
What's more ridiculous, Kevin?
I don't know where you're getting these stats.
I think.
What's more ridiculous, Kevin? The Saints leading the NFL in sacks since week 3, or the fact that the Saints haven't forced 2 turnovers in a single game since week 1 against the Falcons?
Really? Wow.
I'm leading the league in sacks.
Yeah.
Leading the league in sacks.
I'll throw out Andy Dalton's quarterback rating is 96.4.
Jesus Christ.
That's a surprising stat.
Yeah. That is a good job. Yes. Wow. This is...
Dude. If you said in August, Ralph, the Saints quarterback in week 11 is going to have a 96 quarterback rating, I'd have been like, book the Super Bowl tickets. Saints are like 9-2.
What if I told you
not only that, but they're leading the league in sacks.
That's right. So it'd be like fucking 9-2, man.
What if I told you that at this stage of the season, the Saints would have the number 10 offense and the number 12 defense in the league?
What? That cannot be the case.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, then you know what? This is what I would say. Finally, for once, I believe all those people who say, like, the yards per game as your measurement, because I'm assuming that's what you're using here.
Yes. Which is standard.
Correct. Yes. That's what the announcers will use. Yes, exactly. The nerds hate that. They don't think that's a good metric. And here's what I will say. For the first time, you are making a very cogent argument that maybe the nerds are right and maybe we should throw this shit away, because for the Saints to be 10 and to be so terrible, that math is not computing to me.
You want me to further this claim that you're making here, Dave?
I'm not about to subscribe to Football Outsiders conversation.
I know. So the Browns, they're 3-7, number 4 offense in the NFL. The Lions are 4-6, number 6 offense in the NFL. The Jaguars are 3-7. Number 8 offense in the NFL.
Yeah, Detroit and Cleveland's defenses are
what? Browns, Lions, Jags, and Saints are all in the top 10 offenses, and they all have.
It is weird. That is
Banana
weird.
Town is what
you
that
know.
Is.
I'm on Reddit all the time. I follow New Orleans on Reddit. I follow golf. I follow all. I follow the NFL, and I mean the prevailing theory that I'm getting from from Reddit and Twitter, I guess, is that like this has definitely been a weird. It's been a weird season as far as like who's good, who's not. Records.
The NFC is a dumpster fire. That's what
it's kind of. It's just been kind of weird. It's just been kind
of
weird.
But getting a bunch of yards does not equal wins. Is the bottom line?
No, I mean, I hate to say this, but like, no, really, you're like really making a strong case.
You got
to
make. You got to becoming like. EPA or success.
But I think
you got to go by points. I would think points.
No. I still think the
and turnovers. And
Joey Russo saying this in the chat, but the story that's as old as time is turnovers, and the Saints are number one in giveaways, and they're 31st in takeaways.
Right. Let's look at
their turnover differential is like -12. The next worst team is like -8.
Well, what are the other teams? Are the other teams those other teams you mentioned that have good offenses?
Yes.
Like
turnover, Detroit. Like the number one turnover differential team is the Eagles.
Have the Saints had
– right.
When was the last time, Kevin, this season the Saints had a big turnover that you're like, oh, that turnover's swinging this game?
It was it was last Halloween, PJ Williams.
I got to be honest, like the Saints have 7 takeaways this year, and I was stunned by that number because I feel like they haven't like had a take. I feel like they haven't had.
They were all in week one.
If you asked me off the top of my head, I would have said they have like 3 turnovers on the year.
Yeah.
And like the last one I can remember is like Honey Badger picking off a pass like 5 games ago.
Right.
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 That's the one.
Next question.
Okay, final question of the show belongs to Saints Rabbit.
There he is.
Why is it so hard for Andy Dalton to throw away a ball? It's not like he's a rookie.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah, we don't have questions.
Hey,
well, I'm just saying, I don't
know.
No.
You know what? Like, I'm not going to allow us to criticize Andy Dalton. Like, not today.
Come on.
Let the dude have his victory lap. Like, same thing with Dennis Allen. Like,
he saved. Andy Dalton saved.
I have personally been critical of both, but when they have a game like that, Andy Dalton torched the Rams. Torched them.
But him and Taysom Hill.
Well, here's the thing, though, Dave. Andy Dalton, if he'd have played bad, I think we'd be talking about Jameis Winston starting in San Francisco. Andy Dalton's job was hanging by a thread, and he came through.
Correct. And the last time his job was hanging by a thread was when they played the Raiders, and he played good, and they won 24-0. Look, prepare for 2 more losses and then another win. I got to go.
Dave, you're so mad. Dalton must have thrown a Hail Mary.
I'm not mad. I'm happy that Dalton played great. I want him to continue playing great, but like I don't think he won this game for us. Like, you could have had a lot of other quarterbacks back there and they would have won this game. I really have to take a piss.
I don't know. I want to respond to what Dave just said, actually, in that I have consistently said that Andy Dalton, when he's at his best, he doesn't elevate the team. He won't lose you the game, but he might not win you the game, but he won't lose it for you if he's supported by good defense and a good run game. I was ready to move on to Jameis Winston last week. I said it's time to move on, but I will say I actually think Andy Dalton in that game elevated his team. I really do. And that throw that he made to Olave for a touchdown, and he took a huge shot as he was releasing it. That was a freaking dime. And he was getting the ball out consistently, pretty accurately. I mean, 21 of 26 for 260, 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Like, credit where credit's due. I've been hard on him. I said that they should go back to Jameis last week. I'm glad they didn't. And, you know, like, as hard as we've all been on Andy Dalton and Dennis Allen, like, let's give him a reprieve for a week, for God's sake. Like, they crushed the Rams. Andy Dalton was awesome, and it's okay to be frustrated and feel like you wish you had a better quarterback, but also recognize and give him his just due when he plays like that. He was awesome.
Kevin, before we get to game picks, as we let give Dave a little bit more time to tinkle, more likely to be on the roster in 2023 for the Saints, Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston?
Ooh. Andy Dalton.
Ooh.
See, I would say Jameis Winston based purely on their contracts currently.
Yeah, but I feel like if the Saints go in another direction, if they go like David Carr or like Jimmy Garoppolo, that makes me want to vomit. But if they go like a veteran quarterback, they're going to have to pay them. So then they get rid of Jameis to free up money. So I agree with Kevin. I think it's Andy Dalton. So,
sorry. I had to miss that. Is this cup? We're supposed to have more stuff in this cup here. Can we get more people to do bits? So we can fill this cup up.
Bits, money.
Is that the way? Is that the way that works?
Yes, what needs to happen for the cup to have stuff in it?
They need to donate, subscribe, or bits.
That's right.
Fill up my cup, guys. Come on. My
support
loving
the
cup.
Show.
Fill up my loving cup.
So make your prediction. As we get to the prediction segment, make your predictions in the chat, and me or Andrew or whoever will read them. Thomas, let's get to game picks for this week. See where we are in the competition. Oh, look at this.
Look at that. You were
let's review the last
man
week.
Among men.
Let's see, review the last week, guys. Andrew, you failed miserably.
I was so close. If Andy Dalton hadn't taken that sack, I'd have had that score perfect. If the Saints would have scored that instead of kicking that other field goal, if they'd have scored a touchdown, I'd have had the score
so you
perfect.
You guessed 31-17. How many did the Saints have? What did the Saints?
27. It ended up 27-20. Yeah. I would have had that perfect.
Right, yeah, 31, perfect.
Close, I was so close.
So, but anyway, but Ralph, yeah, you were the only one to pick the Saints to win. The rest of us picked the Rams to lose, and you locked it in, and you were already in the lead by 1 point. You have
see, though,
he was out of lock-ins, though. Remember,
I stole one from Dave. But here's the thing.
Wait a minute, that's right. Wait, no, this is great. This is great, because that's right. I said on the last week's show that if you get this right, also, since you can lock, I get some bonus points. So this is great. I can't wait to see what happens.
Well, I'll say this. I want to take a victory lap.
There you go, man.
And I want to say I got it right. Everybody else got it wrong.
I'm
in the lead, 17 points.
Ralph Andrew, pretty much doubled his thing.
I doubled my score because I know the judging and the competition, the person who runs this competition is fair. He doesn't have it out for anyone. He's above board.
Yeah,
I know it.
This is the very definition
of
Polish justice.
Hold on.
This is just, man.
Wait, I want to lay this out for everybody.
If this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I don't want
to. Carter says my score is double my ear size. That's
me, and buddy. Andrew, first of all, you should be as me right now. I want to get into this here. So Ralph had 9 points. He was 1 point ahead of Andrew and Kevin, who were both tied at 8 points. And Ralph now has 17 points. So Ralph accumulated 8 additional points, which I get. He locked it in, stealing my lock, of course. But he did lock it in. He was the only one that got it right. That's ballsy. Kevin is at 8 points. That's exactly where he was last week. I was at -2 or -3 points last week, and now I'm at -5 points somehow. I've lost points. I didn't know that was possible, but I've lost points. Even though I donated my lock to Ralph, it was a lock of love.
No, it was taken away from
lost,
you.
I still We're lost donating. Points. So I'm at -5. But honestly, Andrew, who's laughing and yucking it up over there, he should be the one who's most pissed off because he was at 8 points and he's now at 0. He lost a grand total of 8 points, the largest move here on the week. So, Andrew, what's so funny?
Come on, Dave. Are you done?
Dave's done score now. Is the Saints turnover margin.
No, I just want
I
you
mean,
to know.
I mean, Andrew locked the game in like... Andrew predicted the Rams to win, and he locked it in, man, and he failed miserably.
So I gave
all his points to Ralph because Ralph, you know, even though there were no shenanigans, he predicted the Saints to win and locked it in.
I want to take a victory lap and say I predicted the Saints to win, but it didn't go. The game didn't go at all like I predicted. I figured it would be comedy and shenanigans. There were absolutely no shenanigans.
No turnovers.
In the game.
Yeah, right. No, it was a normal game. Yes. Okay. So what would you like to say?
But I deducted 3 points from Dave for making fun of Ralph.
So since I was the one that got it right, I will go first.
No. We got to go in the order of the faces.
We don't have
No, we do not. It specifically says on the rundown, actually, that you do not have to go in order and you can do whatever you want.
Thank you, Dave, for reading the rundown. Thomas, if you can see it in your
exposed.
If you can see it in your generosity, you should give Dave a point for reading the rundown.
Thomas, do I lose a point in the standings for that?
You will.
This is
right.
Dave.
I feel almost as proud as I did before the show when Andrew was having video issues and he didn't know why his background was so yellow. And I told him to remove your blue sweatshirt. And that was
look how yellow it is.
Thank you, but you don't.
As soon as he puts his blue sweatshirt into frame, it changes the background. And I immediately, look at that. It's crazy. And I knew that. I knew it was one of my proudest moments of my life, actually, to be quite honest with you. Made me look like a genius, but anyway. Okay, so Andrew was going first.
Hard time listening to Dave.
I think I should go.
I thought we decided we didn't have to go in order.
We don't. All right, Ralph is going first.
So here's the
thing. And also, Thomas is reading my prediction.
So here's the thing.
I am?
Verbatim.
I predicted shenanigans last week. It didn't happen. And the Saints, I know they're going to have a 3-turnover game on defense one of these weeks in the last 6. I just don't know when it is. But here's the thing. San Francisco is an 8.5-point favorite in this game, and they just stomped out the Arizona Cardinals. And I feel like it was like watching the future. San Francisco is so much better than the Saints. I think the Saints are going to get stomped out. It's going to be Baltimore 2.0. I don't want it to be, because it would be fun if the Saints could get a winning streak and Dennis Allen could finally, as a head coach, win consecutive games, which, oh, by the way, he's never done. But San Francisco is going to stomp the Saints out. Thomas, I forgot my score. I think it was 26-12 or something. It was messy. 26-14. It's going to be the score is going to be closer than the actual game. My turd of the game is modern medicine. I'm tired of the Saints and these injuries. Poor Peyton Turner. He got injured trying to get up, celebrating his fourth down stop against the Rams, and a 400-pound man fell on his ankle, and he's going to be out for probably 4 weeks.
I like how the image for modern medicine, he put the marijuana.
That's right.
Good job, Thomas. Way to go.
Good job, Thomas. But that's my pick, 26-14, San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ralph. I'm also picking the Saints to get stomped in this one. The 49ers are 6-4, but they're kind of like Jimmy G is on fire right now, and they're kind of looking like a Death Star recently. And acquiring Christian McCaffrey has certainly helped them. They look really good, so I'm going to go with 28-10, for the 49ers. And I'm going to tell you this: I don't know what it is about Justin Evans. Dude barely plays. But he finds a way to do something stupid every week. He was one of the two guys that got a penalty this week. So congratulations, Justin Evans. You are my turd of the week.
He's like the Ralph of the Saints.
Yeah, he really is.
Who's
Dave?
Should I go
Dave goes last because he's -5. Go, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. We can do that.
Point order here.
The 49ers offense is actually going to be very competent, and the 49ers defense, which is, I believe, best in the league, is going to wreak havoc on the Saints offense, and it's going to force the defense to keep coming back on the field, and it's going to cost the team overall. 49ers, 28, Saints, 13, turd of the game, Landon Young. Tomas, hang on.
Oh boy.
Anything else?
Lock it in.
Wow.
Oh, wow. We got a lock. We got a lock. I should have locked mine in.
Butteridge says Dallas is the best defense in the league. Well, second, the 49ers are fifth.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I only used one lock.
I used your other
one. It doesn't matter.
That's two. I get three.
This is my world. You don't have any locks.
It is your world. All right. So since it's your world, Thomas, that's why I'm going to get a little freaky since this game is obviously rigged against myself personally.
The pervert. Dave the pervert.
Sure. That's sure.
The deviant.
But we are all in agreement here. The San Francisco 49ers are going to win this game. Like I said earlier, the Saints usually, or not usually, all the time, follow up a win this season with at least two losses, if not three. So I'm going with 49ers 69. Saints five. Wow. Yeah, five. Jeez. Yeah, five weird number. Sure. But, you know, shenanigans.
That's got to be a scoregami.
Yeah, that'll be a scoregami. That's going to get me, don't worry, that's going to get me bonus points. So I'll be negative 20 by next week. Don't worry about that. Juwan Johnson is going to be forced to play offensive line after our entire regular O-line get taken out. Dennis Allen's going to be fired in the third quarter and replaced by Jeff Saturday. The turd of the game is actually going to be a literal turd left by the 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. By the way, I bet you didn't know that. That's the mascot.
Is that real?
The 49ers. Yes. Sourdough fucking Sam is the guy's name. Okay. 85% of you listening to this right now, including 100% of my co-hosts, did not know that dude's name was Sourdough Sam. And he's going to leave a turd on the field accidentally. Maybe he ate bad Chinese before the game. I don't know. But he's going to leave a turd out there during the game. Rashid Shaheed is going to slip on that turd on the first, not the second or the third, but his first punt return. And that's my predictions. Thank you very much.
My God.
He's slandering your son, Andrew.
I may go from negative 5 points to 120,000 points. We don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Joey in the chat says
I'm just trying to play the game, man. I'm just trying to play the game.
That's pretty good. Wow. That's pretty good.
Wow. Is that
Sourdough Sam, though? Kevin, what is up with Sourdough?
Wouldn't that be a scoregami?
Check Dave. Is he making up the mascot name?
Google Sourdough
Sam. Fact check Dave.
I was like 49ers mascot. Boom. Sourdough Sam comes up and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Sourdough Sam? He's named after Brett?
What? That's like
incredible.
Yeah, Red Bull Bob. Kevin's laughing because he knows the truth sometimes is stranger than fiction.
That's like the Saints
I feel like Pumpernickel Pete has a better ring too.
That's like the Saints having a mascot Po' Boy Pete. Like that is just my mind is blown. Sourdough.
Hey, you're welcome. There's your fun fact.
Tomas, check your messages.
Ciabatta Chaz.
Oh my God.
Let's go. Let's start coming up with bread mascot names.
Bread mascot names.
Leidenheimer Lou.
Oh my God.
Rye Ronald.
Do you think they probably paid like a PR firm like 300 grand?
And they had did.
Multi grain Mikey.
Whole wheat Willie.
That's him.
And Andrew's dad says it's since 1994.
How about Walter White?
Eh? Oh, okay. All right.
Nice. Oh,
boy, Paul. I like that.
Anyway, what did Andrew's dad say?
And he said it's since 1994.
That's been the mascot, Sourdough Sam. What's up with Sourdough? What's that? Well, where does that come from? Did San Francisco invent Sourdough?
They put clam chowder in a Sourdough bread bowl. They think it's amazing.
Brioche Brandon.
Brioche Brandon, you want to punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
He hangs out with Caden Ellis.
100%.
He hangs out with Caden Ellis. That's a callback.
How about Francois Focaccia?
Shortbread Sean.
Focaccia Frankie? Frankie Focaccia?
It can be the Giants mascot and an extra on The Sopranos.
Nicholas Non.
Now we're getting.
Yeah, we really went off the rails.
Matzo Mateo.
Nice.
Now we're getting. I can't remember.
We're digging deep. These are the deep cuts.
But this is. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say.
Randolph Rye.
I didn't get any of those guys.
Billy Baguette.
What kind of bread y'all got in Poland?
Billy Baguette.
Like the regular ones.
Regular bread.
I think naming mascots.
Wait a minute. Wait, Thomas, did you know that you can slice bread? Because I keep hearing about how everything is like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Have you guys gotten sliced bread yet in Poland?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Tony Tortilla.
And we have better internet than you, Dave, right?
Yeah, you probably do.
Biloxi Blues has award-winning content here. That's right, Biloxi Blues.
Yeah. Timestamp
this one for awards.
This is definitely winning us another award.
Right, send this.
Peter Pablo, that's a good one.
Peter Pablo. Okay, that's like Petey Pablo. Okay,
we have like content for 5 years from this year alone for the contest.
That was Andrew's dad, actually.
Making it rain.
All right. Anyway.
Bookum Dano just subscribe. Thank you, Bookum Dano.
That's what Bookie some good bread puns will do.
There you go.
So thanks to everybody for joining us tonight in the chat. Thomas, final tally. Who's the MVP tonight?
The MVP is the Yeti, but who's second place, Thomas? Tell us who came in second behind Ralph's new freaking Yeti.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Hatchet John with 2,000 bits. Second place, hey, Saints Rally, yes, 800. And Bud with
600.
Hey. Hatchet John,
send a video.
It's looking like Hatchet John is going to get at least. What are we seeing here? Hatchet John's going to get 40% of the seats in Parliament next session. So see if we can form a coalition government here with maybe Tiger Saint or Cook Duke.
Thanks bread for filling up the cup, guys.
Bread names in the chat are out of control. Raul Rice Cake.
Last here, do we have any update, Kevin?
Love update? No, just trying.
Got it.
The bald head shall bring you love.
Yeah.
So
God willing.
So
you know what?
Good luck.
You know what? I don't know this. I turned bald after I met my wife, but I think there may be some women. I cannot state this based on personal experience, but there may be some women who actually gravitate toward bald men. Towards so, you balls. Know, you might be attracting a new clientele. I don't know.
Maybe a clientele like.
Look, I mean, if they want to pay me, I mean, I don't mind. I'll take it.
Well,
I'll take it.
He got that job.
I meant more you. You pay them, but
so
they receive something.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
So this was off the rails, but we pulled it back in. We're like the Saints. We were off the rails. Now we're back on. We're ending strong.
Nice. Good one. You got your Saints content at the top of the show.
They got their Saints. People know what's up here. But thanks to everybody in the chat for joining us. Thanks to Hatch John for being MVP. Support the show. Go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron. It's the best money you'll spend all football season long. So thanks to Andrew, Dave, Kevin, Thomas running the show back at Poland, best producer in the world. Keep dodging those missiles, Thomas. We can't have anything happen to you over in Poland. So, guys, thanks for joining us. And remember, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that wins awards. Until next week, the bar is closed. I love the Yeti so much.